Well, greetings to you in Jesus' name, and thank you for calling in. My name is Jody, and I'll, Lord willing, be giving a few little inspirations from God's Word this week, and I'm thankful for that opportunity. And, you know, I was just recently looking at a wonderful sunset that the Lord had made, and I just am in awe at the splendor of God, the majesty. I live out in the far southwest, and we have some incredible sunsets and sunrises, big sky, and I just was taken back when I look at the beauty and the awesomeness of every day God creates a wonderful sunset. If you haven't done that recently, and sometimes maybe hard for you where you live, I don't know, but the sunsets and the sunrises are just a magnificent handwriting of God, in my opinion. It just makes you think about our Creator. And if that's not very easy for you to do, there's another thing that kind of takes me back, and that's going out and looking at the stars in the early morning or late at night, and just look at the stars. We live in a place where there's not a whole lot of city lights, and it's just brilliant. The sky is brilliant with stars and the wonder of God. And it just makes me think of how great God is. And with that, I'd like to start off with some inspiration from God's Word, because that's where we get our daily inspiration, is from the Word of God. And I hope that by now we have all learned to really go to the Lord in His Word. When we're down, He picks us up. He helps us along the way. He gives us strength when we're worn out, when we're tired. And I appreciate His Word. I don't hold it as valuable as I should, but I do see great value in it. And I try my very best to each day take of the daily bread that He gives us in His Word. I hope that you'd be inspired to do the same. Anyways, I know that since you're calling in, that there is a desire and an interest, and I just pray that God would meet you at your need, and He's very good at doing that. And I would like to read to you just a short little passage, and then I've got something I'd like to share with you. I want you to ponder this and consider it as we go through this this coming week. Lord willing, we'll be thinking about some of the things that I have here written down that I got from a friend of mine, and I want to kind of meditate on it just a little bit. The scripture verse that is given here is in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. And it says, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven." And, you know, this is, I believe, the words of Solomon, and he was a very wise man, and he penned so many things here for us to read. And he's talking about to everything there's a season. There is a season for everything. And I know you know that if you think about it. It says, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And the reason these things are true is because we have a God that established and set in order all the things. It's amazing to me that people, we were talking about the stars just a minute ago, And there are people that study the stars, and they can tell you exactly when an eclipse is going to happen, if there's going to be a star that or a planet that shows up. They know about it because all they have to do is math. They can track it, and they can figure it out with a calendar. And because God is faithful, and His creation works according to His purpose, and the way He planned it, He's faithful, and you see that. All these things can be calculated. You can somehow, these people, I don't know how they do it, but they can tell when there's going to be a blood moon or a full, some kind of an eclipse there, or many different things they can study, and they find that it's very predictable because it's all working, and that maybe they don't understand it fully. I don't either, but I do know that God is in charge of all those things. And there is a season to everything. There is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. If you continue to read there, he would explain a little bit more. But that's not what I want to talk about today, I would like to read to you something that I want you to really pay attention to this and meditate on this and think of what is being said here and just see what you think of this. At the very top of this, it says, keep this in mind during 2018. And so I'm going to read it here to you. It says, you are not here by chance, but by Almighty God's choosing. His hand formed you and made you the person you are. He compares you to no one else. You are one of a kind, made in His image. You lack nothing that His grace can't give you. He has a real plan for your life like no one else's. Trust Him for that plan. Have peace as you experience that plan. Know beyond a shadow of a doubt that He loves you unconditionally. Know with no question that He is with you and will get you through those tough times. He has allowed you to be here at this time in history to fulfill a special purpose for the people you will come in contact with. And I know that when I first read this, I had some questions, and I'm sure you do too, about how does this really fit in our lives? Is this true? Is this something that we could count on? And if I don't miss my guess, I would think that maybe some of us will get hung up on know beyond a shadow of a doubt that He, God, loves you unconditionally. Now, this isn't talking about unconditional eternal security. You hear that word a lot, that phrase a lot. This is not what that's saying at all. This is saying that God loves you unconditionally. That's what I want you to be thinking about a little bit. If that gives you a little bit of wonderment there, I'd like to go through some of the scriptures and just see, is that true? Does God love you and me unconditionally? I think that probably we could ask five or six people and we'd get five or six different answers maybe. We'd have some variation for sure. But I want you to be thinking about that and know that God is almighty. The Bible tells us so. And I would like to kind of break this down just a little bit, day by day, if the Lord's willing, and just look, does God's word address any of this that's being spoken here? Are we here by chance? Are we here by God's choosing? Did His hand form us? And did He make us the person that we are? Does He compare us to no one else? Are we one of a kind, made in His image? And do we lack nothing that His grace can't give us? Does He have a real plan for our life like no one else's? Can we trust Him for that plan? Can we have peace as we experience that plan? Can we know beyond a shadow of doubt that He loves us, and even unconditionally, He loves us? That doesn't mean that we're going to end up in eternity with Him. We still have that choice, but He does love us. We'll see if what the Bible says to that. Do we know with no question that He is with us and will get us through the tough times? Do we know that He's allowed us to be here at this time to fulfill a certain place in history and a special purpose for the people that we come into contact with? Those are good questions. Those are questions that I think if we go to the Word, we can find the answers to. And I just want to encourage you and challenge you today. As you think about these things, I want you to get, I hope that what this does is it gets you into the Bible. Start looking. Start seeing, is this true? We should always check that out. When we hear something, a good preacher or maybe a friend of ours has something that he wants to share with us, we should be like the Bereans. The Bible says the Bereans were people that they would go and look in the scriptures, see, is it true or is it not true what we're hearing? And I would encourage that for any message you ever hear. Go to the Bible. Is it true? Can we count on this? Is this really what God says? I think that's a to be able to evaluate different things that we deal with day by day. And I just want to encourage you, go to the Bible. See what you can find. Is there, did I just mention something here that maybe make you a little uncomfortable? I want to encourage you, dig into the Word. Look for yourself. See what God says. And Lord willing, we'll be doing a little bit of that this week. So I just want to begin with that, and hopefully that will whet your appetite so that you can also get into God's Word and be blessed as you seek first His kingdom and His righteousness and watch Him give us everything we need to live out a Christian life here today. And may God bless you as you consider these things, and look forward to spending more time on this. God bless you.